There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, here we go on a Saturday morning. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. 1-800-224-2004 is the number to get in here on some simply outstanding golf conversation. Charlie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Will, and what a week last week in the Woodlands.
Really incredible. The Insperity Invitational, incredible Champions Tour event. What were your thoughts leaving the Woodlands Tournament course?
Well, the highlights, of course, is the 20 years of excellence that they've had with that event. With Brian Nagle and his team put together an event like that for 20 years is really an accomplishment. And the greats of golf, the dinners, the Dave Meyer Award, the public can get in free to the event, the greats of golf playing on Saturday.
And talking at the Dave Meyer Award. Nance, player, Nicholas Trevino, talking singular conversation at the Dave Meyer Award. It was incredible.
And it just shows you the type of company that Insperity is and has become. And a lot of their success is their philosophy, of course, of how they do business. But golf has brought them to the forefront. There's so many people that have small businesses that their recreation is golf and they enjoy it. Their clients come and they have a great time, and it's just a great week. And congratulations to Paul Cervati and all of his staff, Steve Arispe. And it's a magical week.
And we got a great winner once again, Stephen Alker, the Kiwi, repeated his title. And you know what was great, Charlie, was you look back a year ago when Stephen Alker won the Invitational. He had Sam Workman on the bag as his caddy, who was from Belleville, right down the road from Houston. And this year, you know, Sam was not with us. He died of stomach cancer, you know, after only, you know, a month of getting diagnosed. And on the 18th hole, when Stephen Alker won, there was there had been 150 people there with Astros jerseys on that said Workman on the back. And, when Stephen won, he had a great moment with that crowd. It was incredible.
It was. It was just a salute to a man that was beloved by his community, and they showed up to honor him that week because of his passing. They were there at the beginning in the first shot, and Alker just really turned it on the back nine. It was a close tournament after, you know, the front nine on Sunday, and I should be a son of a gun the way he played that back nine. It was magical. I mean, he really had control of his golf ball.
No. It sure was. And, you know, probably four things that stuck out to me most. Number one, you know, the precision of some of the players on the Champions Tour, Charlie, that you watched. Obviously, a Lee Trevino, but you were watching Miguel Angel Jimenez.
Yes.
For a while, you know, came up and shook your hand.
Yes.
Awesome moment. I've been a big fan of him my whole life. But anyways, you know how there's nets that line up each end of the driving range.
Right.
There's a pole that separates them about 25 yards apart, and Miguel Angel Jimenez was just ding, ding, one after another all the way down the range for his warm-up. Number one, I thought that was incredible. I thought the display, the setup on 18 from Insperity was incredible for the fans, Friday and Sunday and Saturday. Incredible turnout. Number three, and Charlie, I'll let you get your take on this. Talking to John Daly and Esteban Toledo, you know, there's players that really miss the Houston Open being out at the Woodlands Tournament course. I know maybe the distance of that golf course doesn't hold up the test of time, but man, I really thought of all between the Chevron, the Houston Open, and the Insperity Invitational, I really like the Woodlands tournament course the best.
Well, you know, it was a magical shell, Coca-Cola. I mean, I think back in the years, and I played in it many times, and it kind of grew out of the Woodlands. I mean, the advent of their success, and you put 45,000 people in that facility and the parking. And so the Houston Golf Association, which really ran the tournament since the 40s, chose to make a move because it was growing and Shell needed more room. And so they were going to move to Memorial Park, but Houston Golf Association couldn't get the deal done at that time. So they moved over to the Houstonian property. At that time, we were just coming out of the ground with what has become a great facility, the Golf Club of Houston, which was known as Redstone. And the number one thing that we had over there at Redstone was 6,000-car parking lot right out outside the door.
Perfect. For
and then our chairman chose to build the tournament course as it is. So, but then now it's moved back to Memorial Park, where it started back in the 40s, 50s. And then Jim Crane and his way to do business and capture the right has got the tournament back in the spring, has a great, you know, great way of doing business, and it's all for the Astros Foundation. So it's really evolved, and it's all always for the better.
It's a good setup because, Charlie, when you look a year from now, we'll have 3 weeks of professional golf in a span of 5 weeks.
Right.
We'll have the Houston Open, right, which is moving to the Spring Memorial Park. We'll have the Chevron Championship at Carlton Woods.
Right.
Then we'll have the Invitational at the Woodlands Tournament Course. So it's a good mix. You know, Houstonians can go everywhere to watch three different styles of professional golf. Yeah. I'm looking forward to 2024.
And there's no better, you know, only bad part about it is our city's growing so much. Wow. You know, everybody's finding out what Houston is all about. And you know, we hosted the NCAA basketball championship with Jim Nance, and Jim Nance was really involved with Insperity. So it was a great week, and congratulations to everybody.
A quick leaderboard update from the PGA Tour as they move on to the Wells Fargo Championship at Quail Hollow, where you most recently saw them host the President's Cup last September. Tyrell Hatton, Nate Lashley, and Wyndham Clark lead the way at 8-under par. Xander Schauffele, J.J. Spahn, Justin Thomas, and Adam Scott are in and Sung Jam are in a 5-way tie for 4th place. Great leaderboard ahead. Charlie, one more thing from the Insperity Invitational. You were able to, I remember kind of walking down the 18th hole heading back to the media center. I looked to my left, and there's Lee Trevino hitting, and there's Charlie Epps, the only person on the range sitting right behind him, having a nice conversation, taking a couple videos. Can you tell me more about that interaction with Lee?
You know, Lee is a fascinating individual, how he came up in golf and what he did in golf. His claim to fame, he won the Houston, the Texas Open at here at Sharpstown, and he had to get the check cash to get out of town. And then he just caught fire, and the first tournament he wins on the PGA Tour was the U.S. Open at Oak Hills. And we're getting ready to, you know, play that here in a couple of weeks. But I've got a nice relationship with Lee. We're friends. We talk. And he's just incredible with how he uses a golf club is incredible. He reminds me of Zorro. You know, nobody could sword fight like Zorro, and nobody could, you know, put the club on the ball like Lee Trevino, and probably the straightest hitter of the golf ball in the history of the game.
What interests me most, Charlie, is the couple shuffles forward once he gets over the golf ball. Why does he do that?
Well, he understands the motion that he wants, and the ground is his friend, and his Lee Trevino dance, if you want to. His footwork is incredible, and he walks into the shot, and he walks in, and the swing is just really spot on all the time. everybody should improve their footwork in golf and get on that lead foot, not hang back. But, yeah, the Lee Trevino shuffle is quite something. And Buddy's talking at all the time. Nicklaus would come down. Gary Player tried to out-talk Trevino, and that's never going to happen. So it was a magical Saturday afternoon with the greats of golf.
Lee Trevino, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Annika Sorenstam, Nancy Lopez, all great to see them. Charlie, we had a nice interaction with Annika Sorenstam. Her and her husband are just wonderful people. They have a son named Will. We got to see them at the PNC Championship last year. And Annika not only was there for the greats of golf, she was there. She stayed through the weekend on Sunday to give a junior clinic.
Junior clinic was magical, and she's out there helping the young ladies with their golf swings and getting them interested in golf, and ladies golf is growing. And then she announced at the same time that she'd been invited to play in the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. Yeah. And that's really it. She should be there anyway. But so, yeah, she's quite a lady. And Nancy Lopez, to me, was, you know, she 1975, she started her career. And she came out of nowhere. Her dad was a mechanic in New Mexico, and they'd drive to tournaments in their, you know, in their truck. And in her first year, she won like 9 tournaments. And she could really hit the golf ball. Her swing wasn't conventional, but her putting stroke was magical. And she was, you know, a nice lady that understood. She went to school in Tulsa, but she great person.
It was an incredible week. Wonderful job by the whole team at Pro League Sports and the Insperity Invitational. We're gonna get to the Wells Fargo leaderboard on the other side as Tyrell Hatton, Nate Lashley, and Wyndham Clark are in a share for the lead at Quail Hollow at 8 under. Xander Schauffele, J.J. Spahn, and Justin Thomas and Adam Scott all close behind. One shot back heading into the weekend at Quail Hollow. Back after this here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
Listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
All right, 15 past the hour here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 975 Houston and Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Before we keep rolling on the golf at the Wells Fargo Championship, Charlie, how about a quick word from our friends over at Insperity?
Insperity, the company that really knows how to do business, and that's the key to their success, because they know how to treat people. And their people, over 4,000 strong, work every day to help other people succeed, and they want them to succeed. Business succeeds, so charity happens, and they give so many hours of their time to charity. And just like the Insperity Invitational, they raise a lot of money over the last 20 years that goes to the communities, and they're constantly trying to improve their giving. And it's because that's their philosophy. They want everybody to succeed. They want business to succeed so communities can prosper. And that should be our motto with our government and the whole way we take care of the United States. So I'm proud to say that Insperity has been my friend for so many years, and I have never seen them do anything that wasn't the right way. And it's the first class company for over, you know, 35 years in its existence, since 1986. But we're proud to have them as a sponsor. You'll be proud to have them if you need help in your business. Just give them a call, log on to Insperity.com, and they'll take care of the rest.
1986 and then 20 great years of the Insperity Invitational. We'll see that event next year at the Woodlands Tournament Course. Looking at the PGA Tour leaderboard, Tyrell Hatton, Nate Lashley, and Wyndham Clark in a three-way tie for first. Only 2 PGA Tour wins amongst those three players. Tyrell Hatton has won at the Bay Hill Invitational, and then Nate Lashley won a few years back up north. But the real story this week, Charlie, I think headline number one has to be Rory McIlroy making the cut on the number to avoid missing three straight cuts in a row. This was a slump that started, you know, around the Masters. He withdrew the week after at the RBC Heritage to get some mental rest, something we're seeing athletes do a lot more these days. But what's been your thoughts on Rory here over this time of struggle?
Well, I think some of his distractions are caused because of the LIV situation, and he stepped forward and took a responsibility with Tiger and with the PGA Tour, the European Tour, to try to protect their land, what they do. And my hat's off to him. Has it cost him some strokes on the golf course? Sure it has. You can't have so many distractions and constantly, instead of working on your game and staying in a quiet time, he has been distracted, but he has given back to the game that has given him so much.
And I hope this year kind of comes around as a full circle for Rory. Obviously, he won the Tour Championship, has had a solid year, has three wins, I think four, sorry, he has four wins worldwide on the year.
Yep.
And the Open Championship, I know we still have a couple more majors. We have, you know, next week we have the PGA Championship at Oak Hill, followed by the U.S. Open at Los Angeles Country Club.
And that's
then,
right.
And then we'll have the Open Championship at Hoylake, where Rory first won his first Open Championship.
Yes,
so
I was there.
You know, I think that would be a good place to kind of get his major. You know, we haven't seen him win a major in 10 years, almost 10 years, Charlie.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's a heck of a slump. But yeah. It happens in golf. It happens in life, and you just got to persevere and keep, you know, keep keeping on. And I think he's that type of person that he will win another major here shortly.
You shared with me over break. So Rory's first win came at the Wells Fargo,
yes.
And I didn't know this, but you know, your guy Angel Cabrera was right there on Sunday, and here comes this kid from Hollywood, Ireland.
Tell me more about that. Well, he got hot on the back nine and he eagled, you know. I forget, he shot 30 on the back nine, and Uncle finished, I think, third, as it turns out. So, yeah, that was a crowning, speaking of the king today, you know, the yeah. crowning of his PGA Tour
yeah.
Future, you know.
Yep, 1-800-224-2004 is the number. And looking over this PGA Tour season, we're on the ninth elevated event of the year. Of course, John Rahm got it started at the Century Tournament of Champions in Hawaii. Scottie Scheffler defended his title at the Phoenix Open. John Rahm won his third event of the year at the Genesis Riviera. Of course, he won the American Express in Palm Springs shortly after his first one of the season in Hawaii. Kurt Kitayama was kind of the underdog story of the elevated events at Arnie's Place at Bay Hill. And Scottie Scheffler won his second tour event of the year at the Players' Championship. Sam Burns, of course, took down Cam Young at the WGC Dell Technologies Match Play. John Rahm wins his fourth event of the year at the Masters. And, of course, a couple weeks ago, Matt Fitzpatrick won the RBC Heritage at his favorite course in the world at Harbortown Links. Charlie, I think this elevated events, you know, the nine elevated events, this has to be a dream for the front office of the PGA Tour, getting the types of winners that they've been able to produce. And even on the off weeks like last week, where it's the weakest PGA Tour event field of the year at Vedanta, Mexico, you somehow have Tony Finau and John Rahm battling it out down the stretch. Every week seems to produce a great story.
Yes, it's working. The best players are playing, and they're playing together, and it's fun to see the action in spite of what going on behind the scenes. You know, what are we going to see in 3 years? Yeah. Is this a quick burnout? Where's all the money coming from? So on and so forth. You know, it's going to hurt some other tournaments, if you will. We don't know. There's so many unknowns because of what's happened and where the money's coming, and the fields are getting smaller. I'm concerned about that. You know, instead of the 125 yeah. making the FedEx Cup, so there's a lot of things I'm concerned about.
We can't have cuts go anywhere. You know, we like to see 36 hole cuts on the PGA Tour stay there. You know, it's enjoyable for the fan to watch Rory have to grind it out on Friday to not miss three cuts in a row.
Yeah.
And same goes for, you know, every other story we've seen. Tiger Woods at Riviera made the cut on the number. That was a blast to watch, and to watch him kind of finish it out over the weekend. Of course, we won't see Tiger for a while. And some new Tiger news this week, of course, he gave Joe LaCava permission they haven't parted ways yet, Charlie. I think that's the misunderstood concept this week. They're not officially done, Joe and Tiger. But Tiger told Joe, hey, you can go take another bag. Patrick Cantlay had asked him to do so. So now Joe LaCava is on world number four, Patrick Cantlay's bag.
Yeah, as the world turns, that's fine. Joe likes to caddy, and Tiger's not playing much, so the other guys want his expertise, so off we go.
I'll be interested to see that dynamic. You know, I see LaCava. You know, Cantlay is a very serious guy. There's no side chatter on the course for Patrick Cantlay. Very locked into the task at hand. I'm wondering if that kind of dynamic between Joe and Patrick Cantlay will work. But point is, I think we've seen a lot of these changes. You know, Ted Scott left Bubba Watson to go to Scottie Scheffler. Paul Tesori left Webb Simpson to go to Cam Young. But has this been the evolution over golf? I mean, Ducati's
sure. Nicholas is golf. You know, that all happens. Yeah. You know, relationships wane and personalities change. And other guys, you want something new, some new way to look at playing golf. So, the caddies change.
I'll tell you what was cool to see at the Champions Tour event last week was Fluff still on the bag for Jim Furyk. I mean, that guy's a legend.
He is. He's so funny, and he's getting up there in age, but I say, Fluff, when are you going to stay home? He's a member of Congressional. He's got a nice, family and all that. And he says, Charlie, I'll probably die on the golf course. You know, he's gonna keep on keeping on. So he's a fun guy to talk to visit with, and he's caddied for Jim Furyk, and now he's gonna have a big say in the President's Cup, because now he'll be in charge of all the caddies and making sure everything's done correctly for them, and Jim Furyk's gonna be a great captain. He's played on so many teams, and he's got his philosophy going, so it's going to be fun to watch how that all plays out.
It is. We will see Jim Furyk captain the Americans at the 2024 President's Cup at the Royal Montreal Golf Club in Canada. Mike Weir will captain the Internationals. We'll be right back here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
Listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Hi, welcome back. Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. And before we keep rolling on the golf, let me tell you about my friends over at Brookside Equipment. Tom and Adam Belimovich are the great people who own 9 Houston locations, and it is the premier dealership for all John Deere equipment in Houston. Whether you're a homeowner, rancher, contractor, or institution, the Brookside team is there to provide you with the equipment solution and full service support you deserve. As far as the golf is concerned, their partners are Houston Country Club, Whispering Pines Golf Club, which is the number one golf club in Texas, and includes Memorial Park Golf Course, which is home to the PGA Tour's Houston Open. And no matter your situation, Brookside has the deal you need. No. New or pre-owned equipment, parts, service, flexible payment plans, they have it all. Houston, Spring, Jersey Village, League City, Katy, Southwest Houston, Angleton, Hockley, and Conroe. Go see them, one of their 9 locations, and visit their website at brooksideusa.com to check out any special deals at Brookside Equipment. Tell them you heard it here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Once again, that is Brookside Equipment. Looking at the leaderboard for the Wells Fargo Championship, Tarlohatton, Nate Lashley, and Wyndham Clark lead the way in a three-way tie at 8-under. Xander Schauffele, J.J. Spahn, Justin Thomas, Adam Scott, Sungjae Im, and Adam Svensson are in a six-way tie for fourth place. Looking back at the President's Cup at Quail Hollow, Charlie, you know, that was back in September of 2022. It's not surprising to see guys like Xander Schauffele, like Justin Thomas in the mix. But what was most surprising to me, Jordan Spieth went 5-0 at the President's Cup in Quail Hollow. He shoots 7-over on Thursday and Friday of the Wells Fargo Championship. This is a guy who's coming off, you know, three consecutive starts where he was in the contention, had a great chance to win. You know, should have won Bay Hill, should have won Valspar, was in the mix at the Masters, was in a playoff at the RBC a couple weeks ago against Fitzpatrick. It's a shocker to see him miss the weekend at Quail Hollow.
Yes, it is, and it's because they're being forced to play. Maybe he needed more time off. You got to, in golf, and because of travel, because of it's a 6 day a week job, you can't play 4 or 5 weeks in a row, and he just got off on the wrong foot this time and had a horrible tournament, which surprised a lot of people. But he'll bounce back. He'll get ready for the PGA Championship. He might be looking ahead. You know, he wins the PGA Championship, he becomes a Grand Slam winner. I mean, it's you're darned if you do and you're darned if you don't.
No, you're exactly right. This is a tough stretch for Spieth coming up because you're not only coming off a busy kind of opening prep to the first major of the year at the Masters, but you also have your two hometown events coming up. You have the Byron next week, then right. You have the PGA Championship, and then you have Colonial. I assume Charlie will see. He takes maybe next week, takes the Byron off, and then plays the PGA and Colonial back to back.
Well, Byron was the first tournament he played in as a 16-year-old kid and made the cut.
It should be a champion's obligation to return, but we'll see. We'll see. You know, Jordan, you know, he's won Colonial. He's a defending champion there. You know, obviously the Byron Nelson has had, you know, a couple of venue switches here over the last couple of years. You know, Las Colinas was always a great venue, fun time there. I thought, you know, the move to Trinity Forest, while, you know, SMU's facilities at Trinity Forest, immaculate. It's a great place. But what a disaster that was for the PGA Tour event. And then, of course, it's at Craig Ranch now, which is a good golf course. They host Q School. They've had the tour event out there for a couple of years. So we'll see if Spieth gets to the Byron next week. Looking at the next three majors, Charlie, Oak Hill, Los Angeles Country Club, Royal Liverpool. When you saw what happened at the Masters, you had Jon Rahm. You know, what are you looking for here in the next three majors? What are you looking to
see? Well, the PGA at Oak Hill's a great golf course. It's hosted the PGA. It's hosted the U.S. Open. It's had the Ryder Cup. It's just so traditional. And the big unknown this year, it's the first time they're going to have a tournament in May that far north. And so the weather can be a little iffy up there, not by Niagara Falls, you know. So great winners, great champions like Jack Nicklaus, the past champions that have won at Oak Hill are you know, tested, and they enjoy the golf course. But the last person to win the major there,
Jason Duffner.
So he surprised me. I thought he was really going to go, but he's a guy like Schaffner. He's quite not strong enough. He's not big enough to withstand the rigors of professional golf, of playing so much golf in the travel. And after a period of time, it wears you down.
When you think about Oak Hill, I think about, you know, 2013. Jason Duffner takes down Jim Furyk. You know, we just talked about Furyk on the last segment about he's gonna lead the Americans at the 2024 President's Cup in Canada. But Jason Duffner won at Oak Hill that week with the yips. I mean, essentially, you know, putting very suspect. Do you look for one of these guys like Tony Finau or Cam Young, great ball strikers who, you know, maybe aren't the strongest putters, Do you look for them to win at Oak Hill, or what's the style of play that requires to win around that golf course?
Well, just fairways and greens, fairways and greens, because the rough is going to be rough. It's going to be tall. They have bluegrass up there, and the golf course is magical because each hole goes kind of a different way, and you don't know which way the wind is going to come at you, so it requires some past knowledge. So we'll see. I look forward to a great championship. And it's first time a Harmon's not involved. Craig Harmon was the pro there for 42 years.
Oh, wow.
It's a great spot in New York. There's people love golf up there. And it'll be well attended.
We've seen the U.S. Opens at Bethpage. I mean, if fans get involved up there like it's a football game or like a baseball game.
Yeah.
I mean, remember when I've only seen the videos of it, but whenever Greg Norman was at Bethpage, I mean, they gave him, the worst treatment ever.
Him and Sergio Garcia, because that's when Sergio Garcia, he'd have a waggle for about 16 times.
Readjust his grip a couple of times.
And the guys in the... Hey, man, just go ahead and hit. These New York guys with those accents. Hey, what are you doing? Hit it. Hit it.
It drove Sergio nuts, huh?
It drove him nuts. Drove me nuts.
Wow, yeah. Well, so that's number one in Oak Hill. We'll see that in 2 weeks' time up in Rochester. But number three on the majors list for is the U.S. Open at Los Angeles Country Club. We've seen a Walker Cup there a couple weeks ago. We haven't seen a U.S. Open there in quite some time.
I don't think there's ever been a U.S. Open.
Ever?
I don't think so.
But there's been a couple USGA championships there.
Yeah.
I need to confirm on the U.S. Opens. Yeah. But what's that course all about?
It's wonderful. Yeah. It's a traditional layout, how golf courses were made in the 30s. I'm not sure what year it was designed, but it's going to be a great test. It's got the shortest par three in the history of the golf for the U.S. Open. It's like 112 yards, but it's like the postage stamp over in Troon. It'll drive you crazy. So it's right in the middle of L.A. I'm not sure how the traffic's going to be.
Already sold out of tickets, Charlie.
Yeah.
They don't have that much fan space out there.
Yeah, they probably got 25,000 or something like that. But it'll be a great championship. And then moving on to Troon, to the British Open.
Royal Liverpool. Hoylake. Home of the Beatles.
Home of the Beatles. Exactly right.
Home of Rory's first major championship. That should be the best major venue of the year with the history there, Charlie. Would you say that?
Well, I think each venue is different. I don't think one is better than the other. I mean, they all have their own history.
Yeah.
Oak Hill, come on, that's Ryder Cup, U.S. Open, PGA.
13 was my favorite major to watch of all time.
Is that right?
Of all time. Watching Duffner get it done. He's the purest ball striker there is. He's always got a pinch between the lip and cheek, just kind of not very walking about these fairways nonchalantly. Big Duffner fan, but no, I'm excited for all three major championships, to see who's going to ultimately take this number one spot at the end of the year. I mean, we still have a great kind of a three-way duel going on at world number one. Obviously, Rahm set himself apart at the Masters, but then you have Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy. Not far behind. They're just a win away from catching Rahm. So on the other side, we'll talk about the Wells Fargo Championship. We'll give you some picks there. We'll also talk about the DP World Tour, them winning a lawsuit over LIV and how that affects golf moving forward. We'll see you on the other side right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Back after this.
Listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
All right, here we go on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 975 Houston and Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. And before we keep rolling on the golf, let's take a quick break to tell you more about my friends at the Swing Sound app, which you can find for only $4.99 on the App Store or Google Play. Listen, one thing that all amateurs and weekend golfers struggle with is a consistent rhythm and tempo in their golf swing. You either swing the club too slow or too quick, especially when you have a big putt to make under pressure or to win a weekend skins game against your buddy. And what Marius Filmata, the founder of Swing Sound Golf and the inventor of the Swing Putt Lab, has figured out is that almost all bad golf shots are caused by bad tempo, because study results show that all good golfers share a common and consistent rhythm when they swing the club, whether it's your driver, irons, or putting. Good shots are a product of good rhythm. Now, with some of the best swing engineers in the world, Marius Filmata has developed a Swing Sound app, which plays a consistent rhythmic sound that will help establish your swing tempo and master your golf performance. Simply download the Swing Sound app, put your headphones on if you have the other players around you, and calibrate the rhythm that best fits your swing. Do yourself a favor. Take control of your golf performance. Establish your swing tempo by downloading the Swing Sound app, available for only $4.99 on the App Store or Google Play. Moving over to the Wells Fargo Championship leaderboard, Tyrell Hatton, Nate Lashley, Wyndham Clark in a three-way tie for first place. Tyrell Hatton looks for his second PGA Tour win of his career, won for the first time at the Arnold Palmer Invitational a couple years ago. The more notable placement of players right now is the six-way tie for fourth place, which features Xander Schauffele, Justin Thomas, Adam Scott, Sung J.M. We'll talk more about that in a little while. But for now, DP World Tour drama, Charlie. 17 players fined by the DP World Tour for joining LIV Golf. 16 paid their fines. One player did not. Sergio Garcia did not. And, Charlie, this comes after the DP World Tour wins a court case against LIV that now allows the DP World Tour to impose fines and give out suspensions without any conflict by the law. So what we're seeing is players can no longer go play the DP World Tour that are on LIV Golf. It seemed like an easy out. It seemed like a tour that these players could play. That is not the case anymore.
It sure isn't. That was a surprise. But the here again, there's so many more things to be played out in this continuing fight between the rich golf professionals and who they're going to play for, and they don't understand what it takes to put together tournaments and tours, and you can't put in jeopardy the PGA Tour, the European Tour, the DP Tour. You got to protect their rights too, and it'll play out in the courts. To give up your membership, fine. You made the deal, but then thinking you have rights to come back and play in the Ryder Cup? No, it's a completely different situation, you know. So the Americans are facing the same problem. I mean, there's some guys like Pat Perez, and yeah, they're speaking out the left side
Patrick,
of their mouth.
Yeah, Patrick Reed, Taylor Gooch.
So I hate it because we had such a good thing going. But that's life, and we just got to move forward. And the PGA Tour is strong as ever. I think Monahan might have a short history. I think he panicked and didn't handle it quite well. Yeah. And I think there's some rumbling with the players that they need a new person in there to come and make sense of all this, and where's all the money coming from, and we're spending a lot of money, or are we, a lot of things are unanswered.
Did you talk to any players at the Champions Tour event last week to kind of get their perspective on the state of golf right now?
Yeah, I mean, the Champions Tour guys, they hate to see what's happened. I mean, they prospered from the PGA Tour for, their careers, and the European Tour and the American Tour came together, and the Ryder Cup brought them all together, and the European Tour money went higher. But now it's all controlled by a third entity that they really don't care for, and their politics are horrible. So I didn't see anybody. I've talked to a couple players that said, well, if I had the chance, I would have gone that way. Make a living in a little different way than they have to do on tour, have guaranteed money.
We talked about majors last segment. You know, it's amazing that it was, you know, only 2 years ago where Phil won the PGA Championship at Kiowa. Of course, Justin Thomas is defending his title this year. He won at Southern Hills. But it's amazing, you know, Phil wins the PGA 2 years ago. We saw him finish second at the Masters. He posted 8-under on Sunday. You know, if Rahm would have had any kind of hiccup at all, you know, Phil had a great chance to win the Masters this year. And then 2 weeks later, we're hearing him, you know, call out Mike Wann of the USGA because, because Taylor Gooch has fallen outside the top 50, and really only because he has gone to live. And one of the penalties for going to live is that you can't acquire official world golf ranking points. But it's interesting to see Phil have some success and then, you know, fall off a little bit. He finishes second at the Masters, and then he's you know, having quite a week crying about, you know, with the USGA and the system of the world golf rankings.
You know, he went dark there for a couple of years. I mean, once they announced that he was going that way, he had some personal problems he had to tend to, his family, and then the gambling portion of his life was just, when it came out, it just surprised the heck out of everybody. Wow. And, it looks like he had to do it because, you know, the boys in Vegas, they play real football over there, you know. Wow. I mean, you can't deny that. But, and what I mean by that is you can't owe them, you know. You got to pay your bills. And Phil did announce during the Masters that he was getting ready to play some special golf because he's been working on it. He's lost 20 pounds. I mean, he's a, you know, iconic golfer. I mean, even at the age of 51 now, he has the length and he has the short game to go along with it.
Incredible. We'll have to see how the next three majors go for Phil, Oak Hill, LACC, Royal Liverpool, all places where, you know, he can win. Still needs the U.S. Open to complete the Grand Slam, and he's playing plenty well enough to do so. He is. Second at the Masters, won a major 2 years ago at 51. He can definitely do so. Charlie, you know, for our listeners, do you have a lesson or a swing tip that you would like to share with listeners this week?
Well, right now we're in the member guest time of the year where everybody's playing these championships with their buddies. They're playing team golf, where you're playing match play. Excuse me. And so what you got to do when you're playing matches is don't feel bad when you hit a bad shot. I mean, everybody has a pity party. I'm letting my partner down. You know, your partner knows that you're trying your 100%, and you're getting up over that 3 foot putt, and you yank it, and you lose a hole, and then you carry on to the next hole. You know, let bygones be bygones in golf. Do your best, go to the next shot, and still do your best. So it's a matter of getting your mind in match play format that it's not over till it's over, and keep on keeping on, and don't get down on yourself because you're letting your partner down, right?
I see people apologizing to players in their group for their performance. I mean, I say don't say sorry. You know, yeah. Every day it's all good.
You're going to hit more bad shots than good shots in golf, and so just accept it and move on.
1-800-224-2004 is the number. Looking at these next, you know, 3 weeks on the PGA Tour, you need two really special events as far as history goes. The Byron Nelson, is next week. Of course, we have the PGA Championship, but then Colonial. I mean, look at Byron Nelson. You look at that name and that history. What a legend he was. What a grower of the game. And then Colonial. Ben Hogan spent a lot of time. You know, talk a little bit more about this stretch of golf we have over the next 3 weeks.
Well, it's number one, Colonial is, you know, the home of Ben Hogan, and they redid the golf course. So I'm excited to see how the golf course is coming, going to be presented to everybody. It should be a lot of fun. It's a golf course that's fair for everybody. It's not a long golf course, so I think we're running out of time. show.
We are. It comes way too quick. The show goes by way too fast. I got Justin Thomas to win the Wells Fargo Championship. I look forward to talking to you next week with Byron Nelson.
God save the king.
There you go. We'll see you next week here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. See you next weekend.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.